Turning the clock back on November 22nd, it was on this day in 1956 that the Melbourne Olympic Games began, the first Olympics to be held in the Southern Hemisphere. Australia's gold medal winners included Betty Cuthbert, Shirley Strickland, Murray Rose and Dawn Fraser.
Dawn Fraser with a burst over the last few yards sets a new Olympic and world record.
One of those events that shocked the world. It's the anniversary of the death of US President John F. Kennedy in 1963.
Three shots rang out and the president stumped forward.
A tragic day. It was in 1997 that Michael Hutchence, lead singer of INXS, was found dead.
Police told that a prominent personality had been found dead in his suite.
To the November 22nd birthdays, Monty Python's Terry Gilliam is 79.
What advice do you have for people out there?
Keep well away from it. It's dangerous, nasty stuff.
US tennis champion Billie Jean King is 76 today. She won a record 20 titles, but is best remembered for the Battle of the Sexes match against Bobby Riggs in 1973.
I knew all about him, and he was one of my heroes.
One of the key members of the hit group Talking Heads, bass player Tina Weymouth, is 69. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis celebrates her 61st birthday today.
The idea of Wanda falling for this kind of geeky barrister is lovely.
Socceroos great now commentator Robbie Slater is 55.
His first goal for the Socceroos. That's the reason for the smile.
There's another tennis great on the list. Boris Becker is 52. He was the youngest man to win the singles at Wimbledon.
Game, set, match, Becker.
And there's a couple of Avengers on today's birthday list. Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, is 52. And the world's highest paid actress, Scarlett Johansson, the Black Widow, turns 35.
Are you here to kill me, Miss Romanoff? Because that's not going to work out for everyone.
Of course not. I'm here on behalf of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Finally, comedy great Roger Dangerfield was born on this day. He died aged 82 in 2004.
I always wondered how my wife got her license the first time she took the test. I found out the inspector said he wouldn't go through that again.
Remembering Roger Dangerfield on November 22nd.